Secretary.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Vice Presidency, if it's handled by the right man, is not worth more than a bottle of warm piss. That was what he said. Bill Graham was the...
Secretary McNamara on 90.
He'll be on today in the morning at 8:30. And give us, I'm sure, some instruction on this word bomb and how and so forth. I don't know if it's something you want to consider or not, but I thought you'd have a pretty good excuse to tell him that you had talked to Mahon and Russell and talked to him about your trip, and that you're almost up in a plane, and you have no parachute, and the motor's going out on you, and you either got to crash it or jump out of it. Either way, you're in trouble. Yeah. And that you're evaluating this thing very carefully, and you think that he ought to know that some of the problems, and that make a damn how much you bomb Hanoi or anything else is not going to get rid of those 60 and 100,000 that are down there in the south that are tearing up your bases, and that's the big problem right now. And anything that you would think would be advisable that you might want to get over, and anything he said, I think he would look upon it eagerly. You wouldn't need to know that he was going to do it, but I think it would be appropriate for you to just call him and say, I want to drop by and tell you about the trip.
Better do it on the phone. I'll be in your office at 6:15. By the way, that group today, without any pressure from us or even indication from us, the way our thinking was going was very much in favor of putting in all the additional forces needed.
How much did you go down in detail? Any?
Great detail.
What was requested, what might be, kind of like you did with...
Absolutely. There was call up for the reserves, involuntary extension tours, possibility of 175,000 men in total, and so on. Not indicating in any way that this has been decided or that we even leaned in favor of it, but that this is one of the alternatives under consideration. And McCoy and Arthur Dean and Bob Lovett and General Bradley, Dean Acheson, strongly in favor of it. All of them.
They want Bill Moyer to have a picture of that group. Is there any reason why it shouldn't be?
The group that's coming in at 6:15?
Yes.
Well, I don't know. The ones that are coming in at 6:15 are just a selected number from a panel. I think you might be in a little bit of trouble meeting some of them, because it was announced today you were too busy to meet the panel.
But it's on the record over here, so that's a real confusion. Who told him that?
No. I wasn't really familiar with how the 6:15 meeting was set up.
I told Bundy that these would be, yes, they'd like to see any of them, and I said, yes, these are particular ones that I'd be interested in getting their advice.
I think there's some advantage in not having a picture, Mr. President, due to what the others have told.
Do you have any idea what we ought to say? It is on the record, though. They know it.
Well, I think you might say that
Might be, but we ought to try to get the others and see if they're here.
They're gone. Most of them are gone. They broke up about an hour ago. I think what you could say, if you have to say anything to press, is that the group met today with Secretary Rice.
But you met with them all day. Why do you need to come?
Well, I don't know. They just said come.
Back, and I just wouldn't do it if I had to get off and got all the things to do. Are you distressed about this report from out there today on the effects of the Australians and our people?
I've been out. I don't even have a friend. I just walked in the office.
It shows a good many of ours were killed, and I hope the count is accurate on theirs.
get the report right away.
Well, it shows about 40 of ours wounded or killed.
Yeah.
About 3 or 4 Australians.
No, I'm getting right on Jerry Ford.
You don't need to come if you don't want to.
Okay.